The administrator in the Environmental Protection Agency, Scott Pruitt, is busy fulfilling one of the campaign promises for President Donald Trump to get rid of the Obama administration's WOTUS rule, the Waters of the U.S. rule. And Scott Pruitt working very hard to get that accomplished by the early part of next year. He's been going across the country in a listening tour, talking with farmers, ranchers, landowners, stakeholders about the problems with the WOTUS rule from the Obama administration and what they would like to see in a new revised WOTUS rule. He made several stops this last week in Oklahoma, including on Friday in Oklahoma City, meeting with an overflow crowd of ag leaders and government officials at the Oklahoma Association of Electric Cooperatives conference facility. He was in the middle of a very friendly crowd. The former Oklahoma Attorney General, of course, often challenged EPA and some of their government overreach. Now he's on the other side of the table, and he's promising to curb that government outreach as the administrator of EPA. After his conversation with those agricultural leaders, we had the chance to talk with him about what he heard on Friday, as well as what he's hearing around the country.
Mr. Administrator, you obviously got a lot of advice today. What did you really take away, especially from what do you really find really most interesting?
You know, this kind of discussion is so helpful to us because as we go across states, across the country, we get a chance to hear issues that are particular to Oklahoma, Utah, Minnesota, and hear it from folks who live these kinds of issues every day. So our goal and our objective and our responsibility is to make sure that as we develop a new definition of what a water in the United States is, that it provides objective criteria that farmers and ranchers in Oklahoma know where federal jurisdiction begins and ends. That didn't happen in 2015. It will happen with the new rule, and we're going to respect private property rights. We know that farmers and ranchers are the first environmentalists, and they care about their land, and they're going to be partners in this process, not adversaries.
You've heard a lot today, and you talked about regulatory certainty. What does that really mean?
Well, the opposite, obviously, is regulatory uncertainty, which means that, those who are potentially responsible for getting permits from the EPA, they don't use their land because they face fines and penalties if they use it and they don't get the permit. So when we talk about regulatory certainty, we want folks knowing whether rules apply to them or not so that they know how to appropriate the issues and allocate resources to comply and to do what's necessary. I mean, a dry creek bed in southwest Oklahoma, a drainage ditch in northeast Oklahoma, or a puddle. You know, as I was in Utah last week, I was looking at an ephemeral drainage ditch outside of a subdivision, and that was called a water in the United States under the previous rule. That provides great uncertainty because that shouldn't be. That's inconsistent with the statute. So we want to make sure that statute and the regulations match, that we have, you know, objective criteria as we engage in rulemaking so that people know what's expected of them, and then they can plan and allocate resources accordingly.
You talked about the concept of durability for the new rule. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's not just getting the definition right initially. It's getting it right so that it is durable and that folks can have a longer expectation and it won't be displaced 2 years from now. I mean, it's not a good situation for regulations to change every 2 or 3 or 4 years. And so if you get a definition right, it's within the statute, the courts come in and affirm it, that gives confidence to people that they can start making decisions on how to use their land, that they're not going to be hit with a fine or penalty because they didn't seek an EPA permit. We want durability, longevity in these definitions so that it applies over the long haul as opposed to these, you know, short spurts of well, it doesn't apply today and tomorrow it may. So we are seeking to achieve that. I believe we will achieve that. And that provides not only certainty in the near term, but certainty in the long term.
Quoting your favorite philosopher, Yogi Berra, you said the future ain't what it used to be.
Yes,
what do you mean by that?
Grammar, right? Well, that the way that the agency's done business historically and the way they were doing business heading into the future, they didn't respect process. They didn't listen to the voices of those that were impacted day to day. And they didn't live consistent with the rule of law. We're going to do all those things and then make sure that federalism is real and tangible, that partnership exists. So when we look at the future is much different than what it's been in the past. This is an agency that seeks to partner with industry, partner with farmers and ranchers, partner with states to achieve good air quality and water quality.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt talking with yours truly and other members of the media after his time with the Oklahoma ag leaders and government officials, one of the groups helping organize the day. the Oklahoma Rural Water Association, their president, Bill Sims from Mountain View, talking with us about his recommendations to the administrator about a new WOTUS rule.
He looks to me like the right man for the job. I mean, I think we picked a winner in that he's looking at things in a practical sense of how he'll handle them will not be detrimental to agriculture and overbearing and dictated really just by environmentalists for the most part in the past administration.
You had the chance to give the kind of the first bit of advice to the administrator. What, you know, kind of recap what you tried to tell him?
Well, I pointed out that, of course, we need a definition that is simple and understandable and can be easily administered. And, of course, he echoed his intention.
EPA Administrator Pruitt acknowledged that the proposed rule to do away with the Obama-era WOTUS rule is now in the Federal Register, public comment period underway. He gave no indication that there would be any sort of extension of that public comment period, as some who are supportive of the Obama language would like to see. He indicated that he would have proposed language on a new WOTUS rule out for folks to look at, possibly as early as September. And he indicated that he's hopeful that a new WOTUS rule might be in place as early as the first quarter of 2018. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.